Today's daf yomi is Bava Metzia daf Menchas Bava Metzia 58. The daf yomi is dedicated to Yeshua for Am Yisrael, Shver for the Chayalim, Hatzalah for the Shvuyim. Daf yomi tells us that we've been discussing price fraud, onos mammon, but the daf yomi tells us that Kishem Shonah Mekach Memkar, just like there is onah as it relates to money, monetary purchases. So too there's onah bedvarim. So too there's onah as it relates to words. And you can wrong somebody with words. And the Gemara gives several examples of this. One is the example that if a person tries to convince a seller that he has interest in buying something when he really has no interest, or that's considered wrong, that's a biblical prohibition, wronging them with words. And also if a person comes across somebody who's a Baal Teshuva, somebody who's a penitent, you can't say to them, oh, I remember you before you were a sinner. And if a person comes across a convert, you can't say to them, well, how do you think you're going to act so spiritually pure now when your ancestors were sinners or idolaters, or you yourself used to eat non-kosher food and now you want to speak the words of the Torah? So all these things are biblical prohibition. And Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Chai, it's worse to wrong somebody with words than to wrong them with money. Because when it says wronging them with words, it says you have to fear God. Wronging them with money doesn't say those words. And furthermore, one is on the body and one is just money. And a third reason is that if it's money, it can be paid back. But wronging someone with words, you can't undo the damage.